When Yale students return from winter break on Monday, a 160-year-old tradition will be shuttered. Maury's Temple Bar, a private club for Yalies, is nearly broke and needs a loan fast. NPR's Brian Reed reports on his alma mater.
If you've heard of Maury's, then you're probably my grandparents' age, and you probably remember Rudy Valley or Bing Crosby covering the Whiff and Poof song.
To the tables down at Maury's.
Jamie Warlick business manages the Whiffs, the nation's oldest college a cappella group. They've performed at Maury's every Monday since
January of 1909, so we missed the 100-year mark by not more than 2 weeks.
I wasn't a Whiff and Poof, but I was a member of the Society of Orpheus and Bacchus, an SOB. We sang at Maury's on Tuesday nights. Singing at Maury's meant singing for cups, giant silver two-handled chalices filled with red or gold or green concoctions. They're alcoholic, of course, and you gulp them down while your party serenades you. Then you pass the cup around the table.
When you drink a cup, you not only imbibe the glory of the alcohol, but the glory of the spit of everyone else that you have been drinking this cup with. It is a shared communion.
That's Barry McMurtry. He was an SOB and a Whiff and Poof, and he is an active alumnus. Barry estimates that since his freshman year in 1984, he has been to Maury's at least 800 times. But his enthusiasm is rare. In an informal survey of 100 Yale seniors, most of the non-singers said they had been to Maury's at best once a semester. Chris Getman is the new president of Maury's Board of Governors. He says that before any alumnus will bail them out, they need a business plan to make Maury's relevant to students again.
A lot of people come here because of the ambience of the place, then they don't come back once they've seen it.
Several students said Maury's made them a bit uncomfortable. One said she disliked the, quote, masculine nostalgia of a club that didn't admit women until 1972. Noelle Leon sings at Maury's every other week with Women Rhythm, the Whiff and Poof's female counterpart. She enjoys Maury's for the same reason that it kind of turns her off.
Maury's is really old, and that carries some things that make it really awesome and also make it strange, potentially.
As for Barry, he says asking Yalies to go on without Maury's is like asking Notre Dame students to go to services in a plain Presbyterian church.
We can go through the rituals in other places, but somehow the soul will be missing or languishing to be in its home.
Until his dear old Temple Bar reopens, Barry will spend his Mondays and Tuesdays languishing as well. Brian Reed, NPR News.
You can listen to full versions of the Whiff and Poof song and a song by the SOBs, both mention Maury's, on our website, npr.org. This is NPR News.